Many states are trying to reduce the shortage of medical workers, and some people in Wisconsin are looking a generation ahead. They're trying to interest students in hospital careers by sending them to summer camp. Anna Panoka, member station WUWM, went to the medical career camp.
They don't go canoeing here, drink bug juice, or even share ghost stories around the campfire. Instead, these eighth and ninth graders learn they can become respiratory therapists and surgical technicians.
Medical careers are truly rewarding in more ways than you might think. There's good pay and benefits, flexibility when it comes to where and when you want to work. There's even a chance to really help someone and be a hero.
Day one of Health in Practice, or HIP Camp, includes a video about medical careers. Throughout the week, these campers will tour Milwaukee area hospitals and medical schools. They'll meet doctors, nurses, and dentists. For 13-year-old Ashley Carter, it's a great idea. She's determined to become a pediatrician, which might explain why she was able to sit through an entire live video feed of open heart surgery. And she didn't even squirm when inspecting a dog's heart.
To be able to hold a heart that close and to be like it's right there, it's real interesting.
In the lesson about the cardiovascular system, a few of the teens' faces scrunch up as they examine the hearts, which slide across plastic cafeteria trays.
Are you guys, why aren't these hearts red? There's no blood in them. Good.
Ashley is one of a few campers already interested in healthcare. She started thinking about becoming a pediatrician when a doctor spoke to her fifth grade class a few years back.
I was like, hey, I like working with little kids, and I'm interested in doing health and medicine. So, you know, maybe I should think about this.
The organizers of the camp hope similar epiphanies happen here. Colleen Schultz is education manager for the Children's Health Education Center, which runs the camp.
And really, the idea of the camp is just, again, to get the seed planted. There's a lot of different things you can do. If, you know, the campers leave with two or three new ideas of maybe something they want to look into, you know, we feel that we have been successful.
The day camp started a couple years ago when organizers began reaching out to middle schoolers and high school freshmen to explain healthcare careers. It has expanded to four week-long sessions this summer. While there isn't research showing that this camp can alleviate shortages in healthcare fields, the attitude here is it never hurts to start early. Many of the boys at this camp say they want to become professional basketball players, but in confronting the long odds, they toss out a few other possibilities.
Respiratory therapist. That was a good one because, you know, it was only a 2-year degree and stuff.
Maybe a dentist.
So it's like,
a couple others chime in with their newfound interest in dentistry, saying that it pays well. There is certainly a growing demand for healthcare workers, especially as a good portion of the workforce nears retirement age, just as aging baby boomers need more medical care. Shortages in all areas of medicine are expected to get worse unless more students are drawn into the field. Ninth graders Sakura and Emily say their parents signed them up for this camp, and they're willing to explore their career options. But on a recent afternoon, the girls seem more interested in getting skincare tips from dermatologist Peggy Tong than learning about her job.
How do you get rid of a tan line?
How do you get rid of a tan line?
No one appears too worried that some kids here aren't really interested in healthcare, even after a week of hearing about it nearly nonstop. It's just one way to steer young people towards a career where they'll be in high demand. For NPR News, I'm Anna Panoka in Milwaukee.